This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Thanks for tuning in to Pop Tech Radio, brought to you by Craftsman, made to make. I'm your host, Jeff Dorge. I'm here with co-host Jason Masters to talk about all things tech. We're starting today's show talking about internet security. Jason?
I know, it's one of those things that you always kind of want to push off to think about another week, but it's important stuff. I think that it's really easy to just think, well, I don't have enough money for anybody to want to hack me, but it just happened to a friend of mine the other day who's just a college student and has, you know, very meager income, and then all of a sudden she finds out that somebody is, buying vacations with her debit card.
Well, you know, I think it was last year, I had one of my Visa cards lifted, just that somebody must have lifted the number on one of the credit card readers or something at the Dallas airport. Citibank took care of it, but it took a few days to track the guy down. He went to the same Home Depot at about 7:05. Then about 20 minutes later, he went to Walmart. And then about 20 minutes later, he went to the Chevron station and he spent about $75 each place. And it was three nights in a row from 7:10 to 8:30. It's kind of, wacky.
It's almost like maybe on some level he is trying to like blend in with like your spending habits to like make his own habit that doesn't flag. Because anytime you spend money on your cards that seems like it doesn't fit into your schedule, it's kind of like partially alerts the credit card companies. So maybe that was his kind of plan, was to try to do things in a certain order that seem like they would be
normal,
I guess.
Well, you know, if he would have done Home Depot and Chevron, that would have been okay. It was the Walmart that
wouldn't be caught dead.
No, not me. Never. But you know, the funny thing was I was on my way from Dallas to Munich. And when I caught this and called Citibank, they said, well, you know, how do we know this isn't you? And I said, well, A, I never shop at Walmart. And I said, B, I'm in Munich. So the odds of me being in Munich and Dallas at the same time are you know, pretty slim. You know, unless I had Stewie Griffin's time machine.
Well,
you know,
and normally they would think that, my dad travels a lot and he gets his own personal credit card shut off all the time because they think that his travel is him being hacked. And so he has to call all the time, say, no, it's just me again.
Yeah. You know, and that's really embarrassing when you're out having dinner.
Swear I have money. I
know there's money in that card. You know, it's, so that can always be, you know, that can be embarrassing too. I mean, it's, you never know. I mean, there's so much of this going around that, I've tried to simplify my life as much as possible.
Right. Well, and I think that there gets to be some confusion too with internet security because it's really a couple of different conversations at once. And so on one hand, you have the, don't get hacked, don't get all your money stolen side of things. But then there's also the don't do illegal things because people will find out side of the conversation, which is kind of where all the Panama Papers comes in over this last few weeks, where it's like, you know, if you are the leader of, you know, multiple different countries and you can't get away with hiding things, then, you know, that just goes to show how nobody's dirty laundry is safe.
No. So I think the, you know, not wanting to take the moral high ground says the man with way too many speeding tickets, but you know, it's best just to try and keep your life as simple as possible. I mean, the less stuff I think you have to hack, the less chance you have of getting hacked.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's,
they can't hack cash and they can't hack, illegal things that you've done if you haven't done illegal things.
Right. You know, and they can't hack my old, 2001 Boxster because it doesn't have a GPS hookup in it. You know, they don't know. I always have this fear that, you know, the OnStar chick's going to come on the on your the thing in your car, and she's going to say, well, you know, your parking tickets aren't paid, or your taxes are a few days late, so we're just shutting your car off right now. You know, that's my fear in a nightmare.
Yeah, well, so that's why you'd like to drive the classic cars then, right?
Yeah, you know, not as complicated. So, well, when we come back from our break, we've got an interesting man from the UK who is kind enough to enlighten us a little more about security issues. So I'm your host, Jeff Dorgay. I'm here on Pop Tech Radio. I've got Jason Masters with me, and we'll be right back after the break to talk more about internet security and how we can all stay a little bit safer in our beds at night.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.